This is not a Texas map. It is a Trump map. It was not requested by any Republican or any Democrat in Texas. It was imposed by President Trump, who has a stranglehold on Congress. And the only question here is whether he also has a stranglehold on this Texas legislature.
Texas Republicans advanced a plan to redraw their congressional maps on Saturday, trying to shift 5 seats to the GOP before the midterms. The rare move to redraw the maps for the second time in a decade has sparked an outcry from Democrats across the country who are now threatening to respond in kind. Let's talk about that now with Eric Holder, chair of the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, former attorney general under President Obama. Thank you for joining us this morning, Mr. Holder. You know, you've been leading an effort to stop gerrymandering. Now you say it's time to fight fire with fire. Why the turnaround?
Well, I think we have to understand that the nature of the threat that has been put upon the country through what they're trying to do in Texas has really increased the danger to our democracy. And as a result of that, we've got to do things that perhaps in the past I would not have supported. This is an authoritarian move by the White House to try to make sure that they can rig the election, the midterm elections in 2026. And so I think that a democratic response that is responsible, that is responsive, and that is temporary, is appropriate given these facts.